Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news, don't do it by yourself. Let us be the buffer. Let us help you out a little bit.
We're good like that. We're like the little angels taking away the devil.
You want to do it in front of a crowd so that everybody is safe? That's what we're here for. And we're on this morning with Anne Marie. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
We actually just got a frantic. Usually we get emails for breaking bad news, and then we sort of get a backstory. But the producer said that you have just called here, and you're basically live this morning with breaking bad news.
Yeah. I'm live because I actually just this minute found out that my boyfriend is cheating on me.
Like, literally just now you found that out?
Just this minute, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay, honey. So, all right, well, let's rewind a little bit here, and you're probably upset here. So what, how long have you been, what's your boyfriend's name?
Dimitri.
All right, and how long have you and Dimitri been together?
5 years.
Okay, so this isn't something where you just started dating. Now, this is, you're in a monogamous relationship. You guys aren't in an open relationship. You thought he was being 100% on the up and up, and you just literally found out that he's not.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you find this out? What happened?
Well, I left for work this morning, and about, like, 5 minutes in my drive, I realized that I left my phone at home. So I start driving back, and I just had a bad feeling. Things have been a little weird lately, not on my end, but I've been getting weird signals from him, and I just had a bad feeling. So his ex-girlfriend lives very close to us, so I just, on a whim, sort of drove by her house, and his car was parked out front. It is not a discreet car. He has like a million bumper stickers, so it was undeniably his car outside his ex's house.
Okay, and so you had just left, so he must have just waited for you to leave and then ran right over there.
Yeah, I thought he was asleep.
Hmm. And you're sure it's his car, and you're sure it's his ex-girlfriend's house. There's no mistaking that. Because what I would hate for you to do is to have something, you know, be accusing of something, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, no, that's my dad's house.
Well, I think the stickers really gave it away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely his ex. Oh, my God. We went to dinner once, I mean, with her, as like a convincing me that everything was done between them and we could all be friends.
Ah. Okay. Is there anything... And I hate to sound, I mean, I'm not trying to take anybody's side here, but could he have left his, or borrowing a laptop, or is there any feasible reason he would be over there?
Well, why wouldn't he tell me?
Marco.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm just trying to feel bad. All right. Well, that sucks. Yeah, no. First of all, I apologize because I know this is 5 years. That's a long investment to be in a relationship. But it sounds like you guys, you had some rocky, you know, time. I guess if there's been an ex in his life for a while, right?
I mean, yeah, she's always sort of been a present.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. So, what do you think the end game for you is here, Anne Marie? Do you want to? Are you going to break up with him? Do you just want to embarrass him? Like, what? Yes.
Yeah, yes. So. We're done. I don't do cheaters.
And do you think he has any idea that you know?
No, I don't know why he would. No.
Okay.
And his car is still at his ex-girlfriend's house. I mean, you're calling us now from your house, and you only live 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's probably still there.
Well, I mean, if he's not there, he's not. 2 minutes is not a long time.
That is not a long time.
All right.
No.
Sorry, I'm joking about a situation that's very serious. All right. And a quick reminder for you, I only have a beep button here that we have to.
Oh, it'll come out.
It takes us a second or two to get the next beep, so don't curse a lot in a row.
Okay, no promises.
All right, great. It's just going to be you and Dimitri on the phone at first. We will be in the background here, and we might break in later on in the call, but this is all going to be you at first, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe. You know, I'm not feeling that well. I might actually just come home and cuddle in bed with you. How does that sound?
Oh, my God.
come home now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time were you thinking?
I mean, work isn't that far. I could be back in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Okay. You're not feeling well, you said?
Well, he's
Yeah, not feeling so hot.
What's wrong, baby?
Baby.
My tummy.
My tummy hurts? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so it'd be fine if
I could come to you and bring you... What's up, baby?
It'd be fine if I just came home right now. You're still home?
Yeah, I mean, I'm home right now, or I could come to you. I could bring you some soup or something, make you feel better, some tea. Want some hot tea? I could run by Starbucks or something.
You know, as sweet as that sounds, babe, I actually, funny story, I was driving back because I forgot my phone at home, and I happened to pass your ex's house, and your obnoxious bumper sticker covered car was in front of her house.
You saw my car out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that weird, babe?
Yeah, that's really weird. I don't know why you would see. Are you sure it was my car? I mean, I know she's.
Are you kidding
last
me?
Last time I talked
Are
to her,
it
sounded
me?
Like she was seeing someone else. So maybe it was. Maybe it was her current boyfriend's car.
All right, Dimitri, cut the crap. Seriously, you're there right now, aren't you?
I'm at home right now. I really don't know what you're talking about.
I'm at home right now.
Such a dumbass.
You know I would not cheat on you. I told you that everything between us is over.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
I'm at home. What are you talking about? You are so full of crap. I knew you were not over her. Why would you not just have the decency to break up with me? You know what?
Baby, I'm sorry. I know what this looks like. This looks really bad, but I
Are you denying it?
Going
are you
on.
Denying it to me right now?
What?
Are you denying to me right now that you are cheating on me with her right now?
Because I knew you would think I'm cheating on her, but I'm not. I'm just, okay, you want me to tell you the truth?
Oh, boy. This is gonna be...
Oh, yeah, let's hear the truth. That sounds great.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth, and honestly, this is going to be kind of embarrassing for you now, but the reason I'm over at her house right now. You're right, you caught me, but you want to know why I'm over there?
Yeah, I do.
Well, she called me today, and she was crying, she was really upset, and she told me that her father just passed away. And she didn't have anyone, you know, her family's all out of town, and she didn't have anyone to talk to or to, you know, she needed a shoulder to cry on. So I wanted to be there for her, and I'm sorry for doing that.
A shoulder to cry on or a booty call?
Baby,
really?
I told you, I'm not, you honestly think that I would cheat on you?
Why wouldn't you tell me? Why wouldn't you tell me that if that was what happened?
Good question.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're full of it.
I'm not,
you are such a
I'm
bad
I'm not full
lie.
Of it. Baby,
no, you know what?
You honestly think I would lie to you? That's what...
Yeah, you know, I do. I do, because you have lied before. Not to this degree, I'll give you that. But you have lied before. Will you just do me the decency of just be... Come on. Just say it. So we can leave at least on, like, that good term. Like, you didn't lie to me. You came out and said it. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
There we go.
Wow.
Jeez.
But, I mean, you can't blame... Things have been pretty rough between us lately.
Oh, I can't blame you.
Oh, my God.
I'm
really?
Oh, my God. He's dead.
You're going to go there.
Hard your balls.
We're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Is this Dimitri?
Yeah, who's this?
What's up, Dimitri? What's up, Dimitri? What? This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now, the radio station here in Madison. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Why not, man?
Not.
You've got stickers all over your car. Everybody knows you.
not kidding.
Emery, you called me in on radio? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the least I could do. Yeah.
Was that or the police?
So anyway,
you've got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous.
Anne Marie's on a segment called Breaking Bad News. Obviously, she's breaking the bad news that she caught you red-handed cheating. You almost got out of it. I was believing the girlfriend dying father thing, but but not now. And now it seems like you guys will have to talk about some stuff.
Right now on the radio, everyone listening, Henry, this is seriously the way you wanted this to happen? We couldn't have a civilized conversation between the two of us?
Public
this is how you want to do it? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You know, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the decency to do the rest of this off the air. We're going to put you both on a line here and let you talk it off the air, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
All right. Anne-Marie, really sorry to hear about this thing. By the way, just for you, honey, we have a $200 Visa gift card. You can take it, spend it on your friends, maybe do a girls' night out or something, and just enjoy yourself. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you.
You're
very welcome. Back.
Go Marco and Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
All right, well, we just heard our breaking bad news. We got Nadia hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Cute.
I actually woke up before my alarm, so pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's a big day
right
there.
That is good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think here about breaking bad news? That was crazy.
Yeah, it was. I would say I would laugh at her, like, hey, babe, you know, I'm sick. I'm going to come home. But also I'm laughing because I know he's lying because he can hear it. Just like, yeah, so what time are you going to come? I'd be like, well, I'm already home. What time will you be home?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when he was like, yeah, I'm home. He's like, I'm home. You're not home. What the? Oh, man. I knew it was bad then.
Busted. Yeah.
I would have been like, well, where are you? Are you picking up like invisible dog poop or something? Because I'm walking around the house and I see you're not there. Your shoes aren't there. Your keys aren't there. And just make a list.
Yeah. So caught red-handed. Have you ever caught your boyfriend doing that?
Oh, yeah, and I'm going on being single because I just like cars and tacos too much because, you know, at least they won't leave me for some other chick.
I love that. Yes, honey, just eat it up.
You're the best.
Slap it up.
You're literally the best. We love you.
That's cute.
Well, yeah, thanks for giving us a call here this morning. We appreciate
that. Hey, just tell her if she's still listening, tacos will be your best friend. Do not go to chocolate because chocolate just doesn't help. Tacos make you feel happy. And make sure it's not Taco Bell or Taco John's. You need some authentic tacos to feel better.
Love that.
This
man
is a girl to your heart, and she is available.
Yes, she is. I love tacos.
Oh, honey, I think there's a date that needs to happen here.
Hey, I'm willing to make friends. I like making friends over tacos.
I love that. Well, have a great day. Thanks for calling us.
Yep, bye.
All right, take care. 93.1 Jams.
And now, nearly impossible trivia. Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, we would like you to win in nearly impossible trivia. Here is the question you need to answer at 321-0931. 30% of guys say that this is their favorite thing in the whole world to do with their significant other.
Oh, boy.
The one thing they love to do with their significant other. Well over 30% of guys have said this is what they would name if you asked them that. We've got tickets to go see Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're going to be at the Orpheum on June 15th. You talk about a great show. We're going to make you the guest of our station here and put you into that show if you can answer that. 30% of guys say this is their favorite thing in the whole world to do with their significant other.
Well, I know what 98% would like to do with a significant other, but 30 is kind of difficult.
Well, yeah, 30, yeah. Exactly. But we'll take all kinds of guesses. Let's get to Miranda this morning. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
So 30% of the guys surveyed say this is their favorite thing to do with their significant other. What do you think it is?
Foreplay.
A little foreplay.
Foreplay.
That should be the answer for most of them, but that's not it. Yeah, but you can keep calling back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Honey. We got tickets to Bone Thugs and Harmony. We want to give them to you. Is it Adal? Hello?
Adam? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hi.
Yep. Hey, man. Usually when you say, is it a doll, you'd say, oh, yeah, buddy, it is. But I didn't. what do you think the answer is?
Sex?
No, I think sex would probably be a little higher than 30%. Yeah, yeah. But
I was hoping so, but yeah.
Exactly. But you can call back, man, if you want.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good. Let's get to Dawn this morning. Dawn, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing real good. Thanks for calling our show. It's a nearly impossible trivia. 30% of guys say this is their favorite thing in the whole world to do with their significant other.
I'm going to guess cuddles.
Cuddling.
Cuddle. Oh, the little snuggle.
30% of the guys are like, I like to just cuddle.
Will you hold me?
Just get in a fetal position and cuddle you.
You look like a cuddler.
I do. I love cuddling.
You're a cuddler.
I do love cuddling. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel so lame. I'm lame. Now, all the guys right now are saying, Marka, you're lame. But you know what? You're exactly right.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Awesome. Woo! Nice.
Yeah, 30% of guys say that cuddling is their favorite, even if they don't admit it. The other popular ones, here's the crazy thing. Only 23% of the guys said have sex. So I'm not really sure what's going on.
What's happening there?
11% said watch TV or do some video games. 8% said workout. But 30% said, nah, I'll just lay here and cuddle with you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yay, I'm right.
Yeah. Well, listen, are you a big Bone Thugs and Harmony fan?
I am, actually. I've seen them once, so I'm excited to see them again.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show when they announce this. I got super excited. So June 15th at the Orpheum, you're going to be our guest. You and a friend will go to that show for free, okay?
Awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Well, have fun. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Have a good weekend. Hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and Krista super excited because Diva for a Day is happening. We're going to select one lucky person to be totally taken care of and pampered. Krista. Hello. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I?
Oh, God. We lost her.
What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista.
I guess we're back inside Krista's head.
Doesn't everyone technically drive a used vehicle? I wish a booty call was just a number you could call and talk about people's butts. You could never tell someone with a twin that they are the sexiest person alive. Well, what a shame. I'm probably an amazing singer. Everyone else just has no taste. The sounds of birds chirping is actually just a bunch of dudes trying to get laid.
Krista? Hello, Krista.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, make sure you check out madtownjams.com. Click on the Diva for a Day link, and you might be our next diva.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.